So the next steps is sort of, I just want to make be clear on what we're doing next, so we're setting expectations for the follow-up from this meeting. So one of the things was drafting a letter to the GAC, and we discussed this with Suzanne Shen, the GAC liaison for GNSA last night, and she was favourable, but she reported that they are working on some public policy principles for new GTLDs, but that they would benefit from some specific questions from us, which would help them to address those questions in their draft. I guess the approach I'd probably take with that draft letter is outline the process of dealing with string issues generally that we've talked about. So we're just saying, you know, we're going through these steps as public comment, as dispute resolution and so on. And then ask for some criteria that might relate to some of these issues, which I'm just putting this in red because I'm not finalising the text here, but that relate to that sort of political, cultural, religious type areas that might arise. What I would suggest is if there's a group of volunteers that want to help with that, just let me or Glenn know, and we'll try and draft something and just share that around that group first and make sure we've got some reasonable, getting the right terminology, and we'll probably share that with a few people from the GAC as well. Yes, outline our time frame.
So do you want input from TNSA on the letter, or do you want to draft up some bullet points and then what?
No, this is about new GTLDs.
Okay. Well, you're going to include, I was going to...
But it's a good idea to include TNSA on the letter. Yep. The key thing is getting this is a public letter, it's going to be widely shared. We didn't need to do a bit of work on getting the wording right. Hopefully we can do... I think we'd be able to do this within sort of 14 days, sort of the time frame to try and get that done. The other thing is work is mainly falling, I guess, on the policy group with Liz in Brussels, but what I want to do is get a succinct set of what the current recommendations are based on the further work we've done here and just incorporating work we've already done. So it'll be a finite list. I'd suggest to Liz they each be separately numbered. So we have, 1.1, 1.2 under issues 1 and 2.1, 2.2 under issues 2. So absolutely clear what those final recommendations are going to be. We'll post that to the list and then we'll discuss that via teleconference. Need to complete the analysis of the public comments, and what I've suggested to Liz is that that the staff respond to the major themes arising in those comments. So it's not just a case of we've done a whole lot of comments and it looks like we haven't done it with them. We've actually analysed the comments, break them up into themes and say, there was a theme about comments on this topic and the committee reviewed that and made this change or whatever, so there's a sense that... And then this work is probably falling more on the Marina Del Rey staff, which is actually creating some form of draft RFP and draft framework agreement. Now, both of those, the RFP to some degree and the framework agreement to some degree already exists, and it's really just editing material that's already been created, taking into account the recommendations that we've talked about in Part A. Now, the point of this is not, I just want to be absolutely clear, the GNSO is not approving the RFP, nor is it approving the framework agreement. It is basically using this to make sure that the intent that we had in our recommendations is translatable by our staff to something that's practical. And if staff say, I have no idea what you meant there, or if we look at the draft agreement, so it's totally different to what we expected, we can deal with that before we start voting on the final recommendations.
Yep.
Yep.
We have a call scheduled for the 14th of September. Is that when we intend to do that discussion?
Special council meeting, is it?
Yes.
I think I'd keep, I probably have, I'm not sure. I might have to think about the agenda. Generally, I'd probably prefer to keep the committee meeting separate from the council meetings. Because generally, when we've been doing the committee meeting, we've had a wider, we've involved, you know, the people that are not directly on the council, you know, like Ray Fawcett and Chuck and others. So I don't think I'd call it, I don't know about the date, I don't really care about, but I'm just saying it's not a council meeting, it's a committee meeting. Okay, so I guess I'm envisaging just posting to a list. Hopefully we can do that. I'm just trying to pick a date. What if September's off a bit early, I thought we can to get in the form of, and people need to read it before, you know, not the day before, many get the date. So I don't think that's feasible. We've had a council meeting, it's just, I'm not quite sure the agenda for it's a topic. I'll say we'll select a date for a community meeting on this. And then I guess what we're trying to do is sort of by early November, you know, we've got a complete report that we're able to publish. In terms of the start follow meeting, I'm envisaging that we do a sort of presentation of the recommendations via some form of public workshop, and one of the things I'm just wary of here is are we opening this up to a sort of public comment, lots of change by our process, or is it more this is what's going on and we're clarifying questions about the process?
We normally would have a public forum for the council,
yeah,
at which we would present and hear, but it's not a formal part of the public comment, right? It's more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I just want to make clear we're not creating some additional process. Yes. Yeah. So that would happen. At some point, we'd want to discuss with the GAC. They've got some draft public policy material, and I think we'd want to discuss that. I'm kind of thinking I would prefer to do this presentation in some form in a public way that the GAC attends. It's not just the GNSO community, but the GAC is listening to that as well.
Now, what Suzanne is expecting in terms of viability would be Monday. The GAC is, there would be the opening session, and in the afternoon, they could attend the two meetings that we might have, possibly one on who is, possibly one on this topic. Tuesday all day and Wednesday half a day, they're in plenary, so they're not available. So that means Monday afternoon would be when they would
expect to.
When they would expect to.
Yeah, and I'll say this is, again, it's more of a tutorial type, this is what we're doing, this is why type session. But then later in the week, if the GAC, I believe, would be meeting and talking about some of the stuff, then we'd have more of a dialogue with the GAC saying, okay, What's your view?
And it's probably worth mentioning that, according to Suzanne, and timing is going to be a problem, but they're not through the plenary until Wednesday at noon, and according to the agenda that's available from Diane, there are other workshops and possibly the council meeting the rest of the day on Wednesday, a board public forum in the morning on Thursday, which brings us to about the only time to actually meet with the GAC about principles is Thursday.
Right. Yeah, so it's probably Thursday afternoon, yeah. So I need to just sort of work with Glenn and Diane a bit on the presentation. So that's kind of what I've got. Is there anything else they want to know about or comment about or next steps related to the new DGOVs? Yeah.
First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who's come and to also people who've submitted commentary and who've written papers and who've really bothered to add a whole lot of complexity to the discussion. The production of the final report is actually going to be a very big job, and I would appreciate if anyone has specific takes about specific areas, about specific recommendations, write it and send it to me, please. It doesn't mean that the text verbatim would be in the final report. It means that it would be put in the report for consideration by the group and possibly amended if people disagree. For the treatment of minority comments where people have seen that their views, for example, are on something or such and such and something else, send me the text with a little note that says, I realize that this didn't get full agreement in the group, but please include this. It's very important that we demonstrate that we have considered all possible iterations of a problem. And many people have made very good suggestions, which I might not have captured in all of my note-taking, and listening to the MPC recording is going to be an interesting task. So could I urge you, please, if you have suggestions...
No, I think minority report stuff, I think, should be written by those that wish to...
Yeah, absolutely. So if you wish to...
Otherwise, you get no next time.
Yeah. So, and that will be recognised as such.
Yep.
Also, if you have additional information, like, for example, Uta's not here, but I did ask the ICPC specifically for statistics on particular kinds of things. If you have information that makes our report look stronger, more robust, more thoughtful, then submit that too. Yes, Ken.
I'm sorry if I missed your name. When did you propose that you have a report?
I am not going to commit to a date until I have a chance to look at scheduling for dinner, for council meetings, other things. I would expect that the final report roughly would be ready before the beginning of November. So throughout September and October. Absolutely.
I don't want to be criticized because of the fact that this gets dumped out with 7 days just in time for consideration.
Sure. Can I really try hard not to do just in time consideration? No, I know. Yeah, I know. So, just a reminder, though, that the meeting starts on the 2nd of December in Sao Paulo. So working backwards from there, Bruce and I will tic-tac a bit on what we think are reasonable dates, because I'll have to spend a lot of time rewriting a whole lot of stuff.
Yes, but what I want to be clear, though, well, the initial focus is on let's getting the set of recommendations
right,
which is, you know, 4 pages.
Yeah,
and I want the specific set of recommendations, we got that clear.
Yeah, that's
and then there's
that's
the whole, you know, the whole lot of report that goes on behind that. But
that's a...
Yes. That's right. Well, I don't want to talk
too much. No, let me that. It's probably structured. Ken, just so that you know, next week is a very difficult week for me with project management training that is going on, which will take all of my time. So by the end of next week, I'll hope to have all of the recommendations written up and distributed to the group before the end of next week.
That's not enough time. Yeah, well, what I was suggesting, Ken, I may cancel that. I'll have a look at think about what else we've got on our plate. That's a date for the council meeting. What I was suggesting is that the committee meeting, which is this group, which is not just council members, obviously, would meet via teleconference later in September, and we'll discuss those, you know, finalised recommendations that Liz is referring to. But before that meeting happens, the recommendations, you know, we need at least 7 days or more for that discussion. That's such a committee meeting, that's this group. The council meeting is different, so it could be other stuff.
We will then expect to have at least one task force meeting, but we would be looking at the final but still draft version of the report and walking through it in its entirety?
No.
We won't.
No, I want to get the recommendations locked and clear.
Yes.
The report, it's because bear in mind the report's got the draft RFP and all sorts of other stuff in there, so that's not something that's 1 week effort.
Right.
I think it's like reasonable within a week or two to summarise and clear up the list of recommendations.
That's okay. I'm asking a different question. Sorry. Got all that part. Is there then later going to be, before there is a report published that says final and it goes to the broad community.
Well,
there should be a walkthrough.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
so that's what I'm seeing happening, that report I'm seeing happening late in October.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, mid to late October, you know, I'm meeting to talk it through. Absolutely, that won't just go out unless we've had a chance to look at the whole thing. Okay, anything else?
Bruce, you're going to be sending this around?
Yeah.
I have another question and it goes back to the conversation that Milwaukee and I were having at break time. What's our paragraph of explanation to the GAC on our letter, or to anyone else, on how we describe what we're doing on the IDN process? So in the letter to the GAC, for instance, you know, there will probably be an introductory paragraph which says the PDP process, da-da-da-da-da.
So you see the IDN stuff going?
I'm seeing at least a few sentences that say what we're asking you to respond to in this response. We'll never get a response out of the GAC on IDN.
Yeah.
And so I think there has to be a paragraph which explains we are the IDN task force. We're still addressing how best to address how IDNs fit into the overall policy development process. We're making progress, but this part of the request is specific to, because otherwise,
yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
In fact, I don't even have the impression that there's a task force on IDN.
There isn't, yeah. No.
It's like it goes with that task force, because what we discuss here is within the committee, the new GTLD committee, and as IDN might relate to the new GTLD. So far we had one telephone call for the task force, and we didn't even have the opportunity to discuss the terms of reference or the any PDP process as such.
Well, we have had a discussion on the terms of reference. That was in the last council meeting.
The task force.
We haven't decided, right, that's the question that we got to, and we haven't made a decision. And that's why I would be reluctant for us to cancel the entirety of the council meeting.
Yeah, that's something I haven't had the chance to pick that through yet, but I'm thinking that might be something we want to pick up at that meeting, which is different to this. That's what I'm trying to keep very separate. No, absolutely, this is a community we're talking about.
And I would propose for the council meeting, just as a placeholder, that we have a more robust update from Diane and the program committee, because the program is supposed to be much firmer by then, and for planning purposes, either we have to do that electronically, but people are going to need to know about travel.
All right. All right. Well, thank you everyone for attending. It's been useful. I think we've made useful progress. So thank you. Mm-hmm.